fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Yes. Okay. Oh, it looks like we might be having some difficulties having John's audio come through, but I guess we can go ahead and get things rolling. Coming across some interesting research lately regarding the decoding of the COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccine and in regards its immunometabolism into the central nervous system, and they're finding how it was affecting the human normal glial formation, so parts of the brain, and what was slowly this research has been trickling out, different papers and so forth, but it's drawing concerns that between the messenger RNA shot and the various risk factors, such as the paper about how messenger RNA and lipid nanoparticles interact with the glial cells in the brain, and then alter cell apoptosis. Now, cell apoptosis is an interesting phenomenon because that's when how our cells in our body are supposed to naturally die, and then we make new ones. But if you're altering that, that's where you can start having more
cells. Okay, Dr. Huff, good morning.
Good morning, John.
We had a momentary power outage. It knocked out my power and my internet there right at the time the show began. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You were already engaging in dialogue with our folks. What was your thought, sir, that I interrupted?
Oh, no worry. I just touched base on some new research that's been trickling out regarding messenger RNA vaccines and how they're being metabolized by the immune system into the central nervous system. And then ultimately, there's a recent paper that, showed how the nanoparticles are interacting with the glial cells in the brain. So certain cells, but what it was doing was altering the cell apoptosis. And as I was just describing for the audience, is that cell apoptosis is, where our cells in our body naturally die, and then we can make new cells.
Right.
But altering that cell apoptosis so that, you know, can ultimately lead to you making more and more and more cells and, yes, forming a brain-type cancer. If you want, I can forward you the link, the URL for that, so you can, you know, read up or post if you like.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'll certainly post that once I get it from you.
Sure.
Well, if you want to get people's attention, just talk about the getting cancer. That would certainly get people's attention on it.
Yep, I keep finding more and more. I just had parents that had Down's children, and they chose to get their kids vaccinated with these, you know, clot shot, and then they went from being interactive and talkative to completely shut down. They don't talk anymore. You know, just like you see many times, you know, when kids go into an autism spectrum disorder.
Right. But
these are Down's.
Well, my expectation would be the parents also got the clot shots. Would that be accurate?
Yep.
Of course. And, you know, majority of our listeners are what I call myself, part of the pure blood remnant who have not, will not get the clot shot or the boosters, obviously. So main concern of the pure blood remnant, which is majority of our listeners, is the following concern. What is our risk of having these spike proteins, RNA particles? What's the risk of just being in casual close proximity to somebody who's got the clot shots and the boosters? What's the risk that we have of just being in close proximity and breathing the same air, if you know, sir?
There's not anyone that would be, you know, daring or willing to step up and do the types of study to, you know, try to ascertain that type of information and put it into a data format. Am I seeing it clinically? Yes. I've seen it clinically since they first started, you know, jabbing people. Well, you may recall some time ago when I talked about a family that none of them in the family got injected, but a young woman that lived with them did. And as soon as they did, the mother, 54 at the time, you know, started having a raging menstrual cycle that lasted 3 weeks until we were able to try to include something that was, you know, that helped her body stop doing that. But that was the response from, you know, being around the young woman. And I've got numerous, you know, Ernest, I guess it would be anecdotal, but still numerous scenarios where people, you know, were fine, healthy, and then when a loved one or a friend or being around friends that, you know, had been injected, suddenly, bam, they're hit with a problem that came out of nowhere that they never had before, that they had no history of at all.
Well, these are biological weapons, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
The interesting part is that it's been, you know, presented in a volitional format.
Do you have an opinion on whether these clot shots are or not a biological weapon, sir?
Well, that's what I just, you know, was driving at, is that the interesting part of it being a biological weapon, because it doesn't serve any purpose for health. You know, even the research points out that they didn't study it for producing an immunological response that helps prevent you from getting anything. So if you're looking at it for a health purpose, it doesn't serve that. So what other, you know, means, potentially nefarious, you know, would you have for everyone getting these injections? So yeah, it, you know, you're seeing more and more data being presented that, yeah, it would be a biological weapon. And I said the saddest part of it is that it was volitional. You know, they made it so that, hey, you can choose to have this put in your body.
Right.
Usually absolutely. It's not fear, but still.
Well, there's, I don't know what the percentages are, but a large percentage volunteered to get it because they thought it was the right thing to do. Another large percentage, and this includes pretty much all healthcare workers, first responders, police, deputy sheriffs, firemen, paramedics, were mandated to get it upon threat of losing their jobs. So that's the two groups of people. And of course, we don't know, getting back to exposure, us pure blood remnant, we don't know how much exposure is required to get an adverse reaction from people who got the clot shot, or do we, sir?
No, there isn't. There's you can probably cite in numerous amounts of factor the state of your immune system, you know, how much sleep you've had, the dose, duration, distance, you know, to the people. You know, the list can go on and on of, you know, factors that could be relevant to, you know, how that would affect you. But yeah, now again, no one's going to, you know, put any time or, you know, money for that matter into researching that. So it ends up staying anecdotal.
That's all we've got for the time being. Well, I have several blood relatives who got the clot shot. I love them. I don't want to cut myself off from them. My personal response is to spend time outdoors as opposed to inside a confined space, to limit that time as much as possible to maybe a few hours, maybe two or three times a year. That's my personal decision, to minimize my own exposure to people I care about who got the clot shot. But typically the places I go or things I do, such as movie night, where we have a movie on Saturday nights here in Davisville, where we have a very large building with good ventilation. And we have my radio show meetup, which I don't believe anybody that attends there has got the clot shot. But minimizing exposure is probably a smart thing to do. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, unfortunately, that would be the best thing. You know, like I said, you know, distance and duration of time. I mean, walking past is probably one thing, but, you know, having to sit down and, you know, have, you know, caramels and a cup of coffee, whatever, you know, with someone, it increases the duration of exposure. So, but, and you know, I know that, you know, they're trying to say, well, you should just wear a mask, but an interesting paper came out in medicine talking about it's called the Fojin effect. And it was a mechanism by which the face mask actually contribute to the COVID-19 case fatality rate.
And how does it do that, sir?
Well, it was proven in animal models that is the worsening of the viral respiratory disease caused by the deep re-inhalation of condensed droplets. So basically, since you're not, I mean, your purpose in breathing serves many functions. Obviously, one's blow off carbon dioxide, but also many of these droplets that you breathe out is a way of your body getting rid of stuff. But when you're wearing the masks, you're actually re-inhaling what you breathed out. So you're actually not getting rid of it, and you're concentrating it more and more. So that's the, you know, basis of what they're talking about there.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, Dr. Farr, I forget, what's your office telephone number, sir?
314-649-8059.
And your website, sir?
SeekingFunction.org.
SeekingFunction.org. And yep. What kind of information would people find at SeekingFunction.org?
Well, they'll just find how to be able to contact us. They'll find information about how we approach looking at things from a functional perspective, and removing the things that inhibit, you know, your body from actually doing what God intended it to do, which is shine, proliferate, experience what we term health, which is the lack of disease.
All right. Well, I encourage people to go to SeekingFunction.org. Dr. Huff is my personal physician. And if you want the kind of professional care that I get, just set up an appointment. He's in Metro St. Louis area. And that office telephone is 314-649-8059. Doctor, it's been a while since you and I talked. There was an article, it's been a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman, his His family owns a business up in Canada, I believe in the Ontario, Canada area, and they've been manufacturing caskets for 30 years.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Right, right. And for listeners who didn't hear about this story, they've seen about a 30 to 40% increase in casket sales beginning July of last year, and something they've never seen in 30 years, bulk orders of children's caskets. Now, this is just getting started. The authorization for down to three-year-olds is only a couple of months old. But so now we have parents of children 3 years old and older can now get the clot shot, and we're going to see an increase in adverse effects on these innocent children, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, and the thing I'd encourage a lot of the parents to understand is that, to my understanding, when you look at the application of the research, first of all, kids were never studied. And what they did is they took the data from the adults they studied and extrapolated it and applied it to kids. Nowhere, no time ever in history has that ever been done with any type of vaccination approach. And that should, you know, strike a little chord of fear in any parent's mind to go, wait a minute, why would I consider doing this when it's not even been researched? Now, I implore the parents, stop, take the time, research, read, look into it. If you dig, you will find.
Dr. Owen, do a segue here. At my radio show meetup last night, I had an education professional, a woman with a master's degree in education. She's a professional educator. And I knew our public education system was in trouble, but after our short discussion last night, I regard public education nationwide as being, quote, as I would say, hopelessly broken, because the foundations of any learning in any country, in any culture, is two things, knowledge of mathematics and knowledge of language. And these two things in the public education system of the United States of America are hopelessly broken. We're at a point now where the teachers themselves are incapable of teaching these things, because, especially if they're in their 20s and 30s, because they went through the same system themselves. And some insight I got last night was the following. I was told that high IQ children are bright enough, and we're talking about the top 3% of IQ, are bright enough to figure out whole word learning, or what's called sight reading, as opposed to phonics. They're bright enough to figure this out and learn maybe 5,000 words for a somewhat limited vocabulary. But that leaves 97% of the children who don't have a high enough IQ to figure that out and gain even that minimal amount of knowledge. And of course, as I've said a number of times, the average high school graduate, it was to walk into the National Archives on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., and attempt to read the Declaration of Independence. They can't, because it may as well be Egyptian hieroglyphics. Since they weren't taught cursive writing, they also don't know how to read cursive writing. And I consider it a national tragedy that a large part of our youngsters cannot walk into the National Archives and read the Declaration of Independence. Your response, sir?
You'll get no argument from me about, you know, how the educational system is being dumbed down. I remember, heck, there's a compilation that was done by Susan Iserbeek back in from the 80s. She was in the she worked for the Reagan era, and she compiled tons of data regarding how that they were doing specific things intentionally to dumb down the educational process. And the book was called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Great book, fully cited, got all the research and all the data that was there. And that was back then, you know, and yet we're still seeing it even more and more now. So,
Of course.
But if you've got kids who can't think, they can't think for themselves, they're just going to follow whatever a person's telling them to do or to think.
Now, I'm not blaming the teachers here. Something I was told last night is these teachers want to teach. They want to help these children. However, you can't teach what you don't know yourself, can you, Doctor?
No. Nope.
Can't be done.
The blind leading the blind, essentially.
And that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And this is part of the international communist movement. They decided back in the 1930s to capture, take over, and run the public education system.
Like Extendivite, very much.
We have a break.
Seems to work as advertised. Thanks, Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college with the exact same equipment, no difference at all, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles. If you do, you can do that at thelibertyman.com with EMP Shield devices with a very nice, because we've been grandfathered in, all my listeners, including myself, I buy these also, have been grandfathered in with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician, the office telephone. You want to make an appointment and get in there and get started on optimal health and well-being, just give his office a call at 314-649-8059. The website is seekingfunction.org. Doctor, another aspect to the health and well-being of Americans is, first of all, all the military services, we now have one new one, the Space Force, have standards for getting in that are far less than they were when I went into the U.S. Army in 1967, and just lowered again, by the way, because they can't meet their enlistment quotas, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force. They can't meet their quotas for new inductees, new enlistees, I should say. They're not inducting at the moment. No, no draft. That's probably coming.
Not yet.
And they will be drafting women, by the way. Three out of four young Americans of that age, eligible age to go in the military, can't go in the military because they're either too fat or too dumb, too drugged up, or have too many criminal convictions. That remaining 25%, the military is competing with the private sector because that remaining 25% are the most desirable for being hired in the private sector as well, aren't they, Doctor?
Yep.
Of course they are. And the private sector can provide pay and benefits that the military can't. So that's why Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force is having these issues getting enough people to enlist, because that remaining 25%, they're being sought after by the Fortune 1000 companies, as well as the local machine shop, the local whatever it might be, for that remaining 25% that aren't too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or too much criminal activity. That's our future, Doctor, where three out of four Americans can't even meet the very dismal low standards in place for the U.S. military. That does not give me a whole lot of hope. How about you, sir?
It does sound rather disparaging, yes. And the saddest part is that when you take a step back and look at the 30,000 foot view, yes, it's all, is intentional by design. So, with the goal of making us also a weaker country, not just intellectually, but even militarily. That's a brilliant idea.
Something that we need to repeat once in a while is the fact, and it's indisputable, I believe, and since you're a healthcare professional, would it be a fair statement, Doctor, that no country on the planet comes anywhere close to the United States of America of dollars spent per person per year for health? Is that a fair statement?
That would be correct.
Okay.
All pharmaceutical drugs that are made, most of them are consumed by the United States of America.
Now,
that's a pretty heavy component.
With that said, there's 45 countries, including a number of third world countries, where people live longer than people in the United States. What's broken with this picture? More money spent per person per year than in the United States than Cuba, clearly a third world country, Barbados, Maldives, French Guiana, places people have hardly heard of, like Slovenia, Guadalupe. People live longer in Guadalupe than they do in the United States. Something's really broken here, isn't there?
Yes, and it has been for a while, sadly. the notion that we're somehow superior. Yeah, we've got a lot of different things in our healthcare that help people once they've reached a chronic state of disease. But the whole objective is to not transcend into a state of disease, but prevent it from happening in the first place. And there are many, many other countries that are way ahead of us. And one of the first things I would have to, throw into that pot with before you go on would be the fact that we're the one country that allows pharmaceutical to advertise.
We have a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Educational material, entertainment material. I was looking at just the COVID section alone, just the COVID section, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class doctors and scientists, such as Dr. Mike Yaden, who was a vice president at Pfizer, director of medical research at Pfizer, who has said publicly quite a bit for nearly 2 years now, don't get the COVID clot shot, don't get the boosters. He's pleading with the entire world's population, don't get the COVID clot shot, don't get the boosters. And, of course, products that you'll find nowhere else on the Internet. You won't find the Energy Cleaner anywhere else on the Internet. The Liberated Rocketeers does have a web presence other than mine, and we'll be talking more about that at the top of the hour. Other products are that will help you live the life that you want to live, such as Dr. Ted Brewer's vitamin and mineral supplements. Dr. Brewer is a friend of mine. He's been at my kitchen table twice here in Davisville. I've been his house guest in Florida. And it's the real deal. So check out what you need to check out at my website to help you have the life that you want at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician. You want to become a client of his? Get on the road to optimal health and well-being. Just make an appointment to get in there and see him at 314-649-8059. And you can get that set up. And, doctor, there's really good quality hotels nearby where a person could schedule maybe 3 days in a row to get started with you. Would that be a thing a person could do from out of town, sir?
Less than a block down the road.
Absolutely. I'm familiar with that hotel. It's a nice hotel. And that's what you need to do. Well, doctor, let's talk about general health. A recommendation you made to me, it's been nearly a year ago. Everybody can do this. Listen carefully. If you want to be healthier and probably get closer to the weight you should be at would be the following thing. Consume no liquid before, during, or after the meal. And what was the time frame for before and after the meal to consume no liquids, doctor?
About 30 minutes.
30 minutes before the meal. No liquids during the meal and no liquids for 30 minutes after the meal. And cold liquids are even worse because that not only do you dilute the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, but you make it cooler, which adds to slowing down the digestive process, doesn't it, sir?
Your body has to put more energy into making the water more assimilatable, so you're going to have to make the water warmer. So, yeah. And if you're Absolutely. Looking for a wonderful way to start to wake up the organs first thing in the morning before you eat, yeah, drink a glass of nice, hot water. Great way to wake up the organs, get things moving. You might even have a person that'll say, wow, I drank that and had a bowel movement before I even started my day. What a great way to start your day off.
Now, what's the benefit difference between room temperature water and hot water? You say hot, say it's the same temperature as hot tea. Is there a significant difference in the benefit from hot water as opposed to room temperature?
Well, room temperature, you're looking at ambient temperature that most people are going to have anywhere between 60 to 70 degrees being ambient temperature. What's the average temperature of the human body?
98, right.
Yes. Right. So when you're looking at the math of it, yeah, you're already putting something in. If it's just, say, 100 degrees, it's a little bit warmer than the body, yeah. And you're going from a state where the body has slowed down, and then you're putting the hot water into it and waking the system up.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's something, once again, won't cost you a penny. I would think all our listeners would be able to heat up a mug or a glass of water first thing in the morning. And describe this waking up the organs process. How does this work?
Well, what you're looking at is the process that happened before that. Your body had to sleep. Where everything slows down, your metabolism slows down, your brain slows down, you change that activity in the brain also affects what the rest of the body's doing. You're supposed to produce less urine while you sleep. That's why it's kind of strange when you have people that keep waking up during the night to get up and go pee. You shouldn't be producing as much urine while you're sleeping. So if a person's getting up to have to pee, there's likely something that's off with one of the major things, which we call the circadian rhythm, the wake sleep cycle, which is demonstratively affected by light. Now, there are many other factors that can affect it, for sure. But first and foremost, light. And when you look at light, we have so many artificial blue light sources that people are influenced by through their skin and through their eyes. Yes, they find that it's screwing up that weak sleep cycle. So a great way to help start that up in the morning, drinking the hot water, which then reinvigorates the whole system to say, all right, you take a chainsaw, what are you going to do? You're going to prime it before you try starting it up. Beautiful idea. Prime the system. Get things moving.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about sleep a little bit. We are electromagnetic creatures. My wife, Dr. Moore, let me know quite a few years ago that there's a health benefit from having your head face north when you sleep because we are electromagnetic creatures, which I've done for decades. there's a health benefit from not having any electronic devices within 10 feet of your head, which I've done for more than a decade, probably close to two decades. Mm-hmm. There's a health benefit from having as close to complete darkness in the room as possible, another health benefit. All of these things don't cost a penny, and anybody can do it, can't they?
Yeah, and the fascinating part is that when you look at, you know, how little it takes, and people, you know, assume, well, my room's dark, and I go, there is not one light. And many times people will go, well, there's the alarm clock. Well, there's the light that's across the street that's coming through the window. Or, well, there's the fire alarm that's on the ceiling. And what they don't comprehend is they even studied this, and it was fascinating that they took a person, put them in a completely blacked out room, so you could not even see your hand in front of your face.
Right.
They recorded their melatonin levels. That's the anabolic hormone that helps rebuild and repair the body while you sleep. And then what they did is they took a pin light. So this is a minuscule light source, and they taped it to their skin. So their eyes couldn't even see the light, but just that light on their skin lowered their melatonin levels. So when you're looking at, you know, how can this be affected? Lots of different ways. If you've got any light sources, yes, a room should be completely blacked out while you sleep, so that that way your body can get recuperative, reparative sleep and rebuild the body from all the damage that you incurred during the day. But people aren't getting that. And so they wake up more tired, more fatigued, more pooped out than they did when they went to bed.
Well, this is so foundational to optimal health and well-being. The things we're discussing don't require spending any money. I say again, don't require any spending of money. There was a time when I was working two 40-hour jobs and was a daytime sleeper. The bedroom I had in my apartment, I had a black plastic blackout curtain on it so I could have complete darkness when I slept in the daytime. And at the time, Dr. Moore was part of my life, and she's the one that encouraged me to have that kind of darkness. And let's see, it looks like we got a caller here. We got Thomas in Omaha. Good morning, Thomas.
Hi, John, and hello, doctor. I was wondering, the globalists are pushing this eating bugs agenda. So what I'm wondering is, why didn't they just push just eating plants? Because there is protein in plants. And my second question, I have three questions, but the second question is, vegetarians, I know they're missing, what, the B12 or B6? Is that true?
Yeah, there are various B nutrients and other things as well, certain amino acids that you're not going to get by eating plants when you're so if a person that, you know, does have the body chemistry that, you know, can do veganism or vegetarianism, there are many things that they often have to supplement in to have the appropriate fulfillment of needs for their body. And you do
great,
have,
thank you.
I believe that was one of your questions, correct?
Oh, that is correct. Now, there was a tie-in with that, though. Why do you think they're pushing bugs instead of plants?
It's fascinating because I've been watching even more and more, even including celebrities starting to shill, agenda of getting people to say, hey, we're going to shift towards eating bugs and mealworms and so forth. Great thing to do in survival mechanism. I get that. You know, when we did survival stuff when I was younger, yes. You know, you'd eat bugs, worms, snails, frog legs, all kinds of fun stuff just so that you can survive. You know, but that's survival. That's not necessarily fortifying the body with all that's needed. You know, and what's fascinating is you got these, you know, millionaire shills that are telling people, yeah, you should eat this mealworm and a protein shake. Yeah, well, you're still not getting everything that you're going to need from eating those you know, mealworms or bugs. So if you create a deficiency in the system, okay, well, what? How does the body function? It doesn't function as well. I mean, if you denature a person's ability to think, you denature their ability to thrive. Look at your immune system. Your immune system uses proteins to go off and fight off things. So if we start making your system weaker, even at the immunological level, you're not able to fight off, you know, normal disease processes. So I can think of many nefarious ways that that can play out for a person. And when they're saying, hey, just eat bugs, it's the right thing to do. And the saddest part is that all that's being, you know, regulated or, you know, connected back to a global warming theory, which and they're saying that where it's going to affect the, you know, greenhouse gases and so forth by using, you know, these bug proteins rather than having cows that are and pigs that are farting and screwing up the atmosphere. Unbelievable. Because we can go down a fun rabbit hole with that, but they don't even consider all the other appropriate factors. And when you look at any of the research for global crisis, as they put it, you know, that would actually affect it, which includes solar weather, the movement of them, and the decrease of our magnetic poles. I can give you an entire list of things that they don't include in the research. And not one bit of the research actually says anything that humans are the fault for why we have weather change.
Okay, well, Thomas, you have another question? Go ahead.
Well, yes. Well, I just want to thank the doctor very much, and that's a very nice explanation. But my next question is for John Moore. With his energy cleaner, why don't you just have a slick ad with that thing? I mean,
Funny you should mention that, Thomas, because I'm working with a broadcast professional to do exactly what you're talking about. It's in the works.
Okay, well, because I'm trying to tell it to other people, and I'm not a very good explainer, and they just go, yeah, right, Tom, whatever. So, yeah, that would be good, because I want one for myself, but I want one for my parents, and I'm sure they work on dogs too, don't they?
Oh yeah, dogs and cats love it. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very kindly, and you two gentlemen have a nice rest of your show.
Okay, Thomas, thank you. Doctor, about a 15-minute drive from your office, St. Louis County has a park, and in that park is the Butterfly House, and yeah. Gift shop, they sell bugs for human beings to eat. About a 15-minute drive from your office.
Yep.
How about that? Our next caller is John in Colorado. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Huff.
Morning.
Great listening to you. It's nice. John brings on a lot of good in this field, and I'm glad to listen to you for a short time. I just have a question. I didn't get it. Can I get the phone number again for your...
For my office?
Yes, sir.
314-649-8059.
Do you have a website, too?
Yes, that would be seekingfunction.org.
Great. Thank you very much. Yeah, some interesting things. Janet, you were talking about, yeah, people in the world, there's other places that you, what do you call them, third world, or not with our, because the U.S., and they're in better shape health-wise, live longer in that, and that's, you know, whether it's just the environment around where they've been or stuff they have, or it really shows things in the healthcare we're spending in this country, and we can't, you know, a lot of stuff is subpar. You're going into doctors and all they want to do is push pills, mostly. That's what they're taught. And other than what I get from Medicare, I have that. I can go to a hospital if I need it. But other than that, I've been with other doctors outside the realm. And I've been in better shape than health-wise than I've been for years. And I've been off all my medications for years.
Fantastic.
And just walking. Back up to where I'm up with the sun and walking around, and I turn John's shows back on again, what I used to, and you know, really feels good. You know, you get your issues in that, but I all with friends and family, all kinds of health issues, and I pushed all these things. Just look at them, from Energy Cleaner to websites and people like you. Just look at them, listen to them, read their thing, see what they have to say. You make your own decision. So anyway, I thank you all for doing this continued.
John.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
We appreciate the call. Thank you.
You too.
Our next caller, we got a break coming up, is Catherine in Maine. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi. This question is for Dr. Huff. Dr. Huff, I have been doing intermittent fasting, trying to eat every 16, sometimes 18 hours.
Hold on, Catherine. We got a break. Mm-hmm. We'll continue your question after the break.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
We shall defend our island. Whatever the cost may be, we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, and we are back. Catherine, we're almost out of time here. Ask Dr. Huff your question, please.
Yes, I was starting to ask it, John. Dr. Huff, I would like to know, intermittent fasting, time-restricted eating. Do you have any thoughts on it? And if you drink some people drink tea and coffee, and they say that doesn't break the fast so long as you don't add sugar or lemon juice. Would you agree with that or not?
Wow, that's a loaded question. Well, my thoughts on intermittent fasting, it's you've got many different dietary fad ideas that are approaching, but the question is first and foremost, is how has the person quantified or qualified that that's what their specific physiology needs? Because I've had people that done intermittent fasting, I've had people done ketogenesis, and they've actually gained weight in the process. So, again, when I would want someone to do something dietarily, it would be based on their unique physiology and biochemistry, because you're a unique individual and you've got your own genetic strengths and weaknesses as well. So, so aside of that, when you're looking at using a caffeinated source, they're talking about burning fat, not burning fat. The problem with using the caffeine is that, one, it's spiking, the blood sugar. When you start spiking the blood sugar, that can affect your insulin levels, which then affect your body's utilization of fat. Because if you have a spike in your blood sugar and you're spiking your insulin, you're going to shunt that energy. Okay?
Correct. Two, I agree. I have one more quick question, if I could. Sure. How would you determine if someone would need intermittent fasting, the hours that you would recommend? Because I've had some top doctors, endocrinologists, recommend 16 hours for type 1 diabetics is generally a safe thing. And I'm just wondering, how would you rule out, how would you determine what someone needed to follow, if they needed it at all? What would you do?
Okay, the first question I'd ask is, are you saying that you're type 1 diabetic?
Since age 2, yes, a long time. And my blood sugars are definitely better. The lab reflects that. And you can do it. I can do it. I'm intelligent. I just check my blood sugar, and if I need to eat something, I will. But I feel better in general. I feel better. It's not really for weight loss, but there is something spiritual in that last 30 minutes, you know what I mean, to tell your body, no, you're going to be okay. You're going to live. Just wait. It's kind of an interesting thing, because as a type 1, I've always been discouraged from fasting, right? So anyway, any thoughts appreciated.
Well, in the thought of fasting, what you're doing is it's actually not a fasting, and that's been a thing that's been brought through in the marketing of the idea of intermittent fasting. You're actually in a intermittent eating.
Restricted eating. Yeah, TRE. Yep. Yes, I did use that term as well, just so everyone could figure. Some people call it one, some the other.
Because in the definition of fasting, that means that you don't eat. And then, of course, when people do that, I always encourage that they don't do it for extended periods, because the extended period being less than 10 days, going longer would obviously cause the body to start going after itself, and that's not healthy.
All right. Doctor, thank you. Catherine, thank you for the call. We have Top of the Hour Bear. Break. We'll be back with Brady. We're going to talk about Liberator Rock Peter. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.